Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, world. This is George Gamond, and welcome to the Tuesday show. Now, if I seem a little energy, well, my sinuses have gone crazy. The weather changed here in Southern California, Los Angeles area, and it got colder. And for some reason, every time the weather shifts, I'm physically affected by it. So I will do my best to stay high energy, high positive energy. And sometimes when I do readings and helping people, you know, when I'm physically a little under, doesn't matter because spirit kind of jumps in, pumps me up. So, you know, that's good for me. So if you want to talk to me, and well, let me lay out the show. Why would you call me? Why would you want to call me today? What are we going to do? And I talk about the word imagination, using the word imagination. I have some articles on that. So I'll get into imagination a little bit, how to manifest with imagination. But just to clarify what I would like to do with you, if you want to call in, I put my website there in case you want your own personal, let's say, session with me. I use the word, best word is session. It's either this kind of reading where we get into your past lives. But I've also been doing lately, instead of the typical answering your questions psychically in the full sense of the typical yes or no, is he coming back to me? What, when, you know, when, or yes or no. I like to look into your future. It's like I like to project forward into your future and what does it look like. Now, I'm not doing it. Spirit's showing me stuff, clairvoyance and clairaudience and clairsentient. And so I'm looking into your future and whatever subject it is. So I don't want a lot of information when I'm doing this. I just want to look into your future and see what spirit shows me. If it's about a relationship, it's about a job, it's about this or about that. And I'll describe the picture I get for you. Now, hopefully it resonates really well with you and you go, yeah, I got that. Now, here's where imagination comes into play. If you like the image, the pictures, the words that I'm giving you, it's time for you to lock into those and start to visualize those and get a vision board or whatever you're going to do with it and use your own imagination, your own visualization to connect with the image I'm giving you. You got it? That's pretty simple, pretty straight up. I'd like to offer that to you. Now, if you want to do the more extended version of this, my rates are rather reasonable. You can contact me through the website that I listed there. The other thing I do through the website, which I love to do, is it's a very similar thing, but you take the journey. You go to your future. Yeah, back to the future, that sort of thing, you know, back to the future. It's kind of like in the movie. Okay, what I do is that using meditation, I call it healing meditations, you go forward in your future and you see what it's going to be like in 6 months, a year from now. And that's been very successful for me, of doing that with people. You know, I've done past life regressions for a long time, and years ago with my Reiki master, we kind of were exchanging things, and she said, I want to see my future. I want to go to my future. And I had to do this in school, but it was like in school for metaphysics, I had to go to future lives. But, you know, you don't necessarily want to see through lifetimes from now. You want to see what your life's going to be, what you're creating in the near future. Because I believe through the law of attraction, what you're thinking and feeling today is what you're going to create in the future. You've already pre-writing what your future is going to be. I believe you do that before you come into a physical body. You've already set up your life to some degree what you want to do, what you want to accomplish, and the rest of it kind of fills in. You've kind of done the drawing of your life, but now as you get into a life, you fill in the colors and the details of your life, the shades, and you add the people into your life and add in some information into your life. It's like a painting. You have the outline of the painting before you come here, kind of what you want it to look like. And then as you get here, you fill in the colors, fill in the details, and do all that. So that's what it's all about. So when you go forward, you look at the details that you're creating for the future, whether it be 6 months from now, 3 months from now. I know some people want to know right now. Right now. The problem with right now, you've already created that. You've created tomorrow already in some ways through your thinking, through your thoughts. So I have some articles on manifesting, but also thoughts on articles on imagination. I have a really cool article I wanted to read from Dr. Wayne Dyer. And he wrote this before he did his journey into the non-physical world. So we'll get into that in a couple minutes. That's what the calls are about. If you want to, okay, I'll leave you this because I love to do this. And I didn't mention it, but if you want to talk to ancestors, somebody who died, and you want some information from them about your future or now, or what are they thinking about you? What are your ancestors thinking about you? What is your great-grandmother thinking about you right now? Does she have a lot of nice things to say, or is she saying, yeah, you got to do this and this and that? So that's what we can get into. Most of the time, they're very encouraging, very loving. It's all loving messages. All of this is based on love. Absolutely, positively, it's all based on love. And for you to create this loving environment for yourself, correct? So we'll do that. I have a couple quotes to start with. And so I want to do the quotes. And then we'll get into a little bit more detail. And we'll get into some of the articles about this. But I'd rather take your calls. I'd rather talk to you. So if you want to go forward into your future and see what it looks like, we can do that. Oh, I already got a caller. So before I take the call, and I think I know who this is, but you know, I'm not absolutely sure. Not 100%. Never be 100%. You can be 95%. That's close enough, right? So let me do this one quote, and if I can find it. It's from the Abraham Material, 1999, July 3rd, from Seattle, Washington. There isn't anything anyone wants that is for any reason other than they think they would feel better in having it. You know, that kind of an interesting thing, that you want to manifest things in your life because you think it's going to make you feel better in some way. Do you really want to manifest things that make you feel bad? I don't think so. I mean, there might be people out there, but but most of us, when we look at something, we think it's going to make us feel good. Now, one of the things I'm trying to manifest that I've been working on lately, and it's kind of interesting in the sense of I'm seeing a lot of them, is a Mini Cooper, the car. It's a four-door version of the Mini Cooper, and there's a couple different versions of the four. There's a Countryman and there's a Clubman, and we get into all the gory details about what's the difference. But I've been seeing more Mini Coopers. So I was at the market the other day, a couple days ago, and I pulled into park, and guess what parked next to me? A Mini Cooper, a four-door Mini Cooper with the sunroof, with the cool wheels, exactly the way I would want it. So I'm drooling, right? This is my car. You know, I was, when she was leaving at the same time I was leaving the market, I was going to make the joke, and there's an Audi commercial or a Honda commercial or something about that. Be careful with your car because I'm the next owner, but she didn't have her window down, but I might have said that too. Be careful with the car. I'm going to be the next one to own this one, but I didn't go there. So that's what I've been meant. So I've been seeing a lot of them. Now, sometimes it's your awareness opens up to what it is that you're trying to manifest. Well, that's good too, because it keeps you in your mindset, keeps you focused on what you want. But I want it because it's going to feel good. Obviously, new car, new car smell, or car that has a very few miles on it would feel good. And I like the idea of a car that's kind of a little like a go-kart that can zip around corners, you know, stable at all speeds, right? That's okay. So I'll get off the Mini Cooper thing. I'll take a call. So anything you do is because you want to feel good. Do you agree or disagree? Anything you're trying to manifest is because, or you're trying to create in your life is because you believe it will help you to feel good. You think so? You think? I mean, you're in the chat room. Whoever's in the chat room, do you agree or disagree? It's all right. It's up to you. No judgments here. Okay, let me take a call, and then we'll get more into some of the articles about manifesting. I'll do the Dr. Dyer one because I thought it was really appropriate. Well, actually, it was what kind of kicked the whole thinking, my thinking process about imagination into gear.
Hello. Good afternoon. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. You know, my sinuses have gone bonkers, but I'm fine. How about you?
Good. No complaints.
You're good. Are you good? So what's on your mind or on your brain?
I like to ask the relative what they think of how I'm doing. My grandma Campbell.
A dead relative. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They're not really dead. When did she die? Pass. Leave the earthly plane. What all of the above, right?
2011.
She went away.
2011.
Yeah. Have we talked to her before?
I think we talked to both of them. There's two of them. Obviously.
It feels like almost repeating the message that we got before. It's something about
it's about you taking your time.
You taking your time in big decisions. You taking your time. Not that you want to hesitate forever. You must make some choices that you make quickly and then they don't work out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So it really is about you taking a little bit more time. Especially, don't fall in love so quickly, dear.
Well, I haven't dated in a year and a half, so I don't see that happening.
See what's going to happen. You're gonna meet somebody, right? You know that you're gonna meet somebody. You know you're gonna meet somebody. It's a foregone conclusion. But she's telling you when you do that happens, just kind of. You know, go at a slower pace. Don't jump into it too quickly because you'll want to jump into it. You want to go 100% right into it, right?
Usually.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. You're going to jump into it. So she's saying just pull back a little bit, you know, just pull back a little bit of energy. Let whoever this is prove himself to you that he's a good guy, okay? Let him prove to you that he respects you for who you are. And it's not about him. It's about you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So you need to take your time. Not too much time. Because sometimes men can get discouraged because we're strange creatures, right? We get weird. And if a woman plays games with us and kind of holds us off, you know, always too busy, can't go out now, can't do this, can't do that. Oh, I got this person and that person, and I got that family member to hang out with, and I got this person to hang out with, and oh, I got these things I have to do. Men kind of get discouraged. They're kind of like, yeah, really? She's not into this. So you can take your time, but you also have to – he has to know that you're interested and you want to keep going.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
What else does she – what else does she have to say to you? What else would she say to you about anything, really?
Her daughter?
No. It's about unearthing something in your life. Unearthing something in your life. It's like I see the picture of digging, and this is a symbolic picture. It's not literal. You're not going to go out with her with a shovel and dig for diamonds or something, right? Or treasure. But you are going to be unearthing something. Something's going to a little bit of effort. It's going to come into your life, okay?
Uh-huh.
Wow, this is really cool. I don't know if you like this or not. And if you can't buy into this, this is okay. I understand.
I like it.
It's a treasure. It's a treasure of some form. You will unearth a treasure in your life, okay? You will discover a treasure in your life. An example I hear is like, you know, somebody goes to a garage sale, right? You know, and they buy something and they think, oh, they really like that, and then they find out later it's worth lots of money, right? Do you ever hear the story about the man who bought the bedpost? This is a great story. He went to a garage sale or whatever it was, and this, whoever was selling it had these bedposts that he had forever, and they were really heavy, and he just kind of didn't want to use them. Okay, you know, the bed frame, but the posts that went up in the air, right? So he said, "I'll buy them from you," you know. But he goes, "Yeah, they're really heavy and they're kind of cumbersome, but you can have, you know," sold them to for a very reasonable price, right? he took them home and they had a cap on them. He thought, I wonder why they're so heavy. What was in there that kept them so heavy, right? He opens it up, yeah. Turns it over. There's gold bars inside.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It was worth a fortune. It was worth a fortune. The last person's got to be kicking himself going, oh, man, why did – I don't think he told him. I don't think he went back there and said, oh, guess what was in the – no, you would not go there, right? You would leave that one alone. Yeah. But, yeah, so you know, so that's the picture they show me. It's not that you're going to unearth or find gold bars, but you will find a treasure of something that's really valuable to you personally, not necessarily to anybody else, but you'll unearth that soon. Okay.
Okay.
That's so. Keep your antenna up, antennae up, because she will show you something to go. Oh yeah, I got to get that.
Yeah. Were they showing me stuff today?
Always. They're always showing you something.
Yeah. I really could tell.
You don't always pay attention though.
Today I'm paying attention.
Very good. Very good. So. You got a couple messages.
Thank you.
Don't fall in love too quickly. You probably will anyway, but she's saying
no,
don't
have to
yet.
Listen to them. They know. I don't know.
Take your time, and that there's some kind of treasure coming up. Not, you know, we're not talking millions of dollars here. We're talking something that you'll find significant, important to you. It may have just intrinsic value and not monetary value. Okay? Could even be a picture.
I'd rather have the treasure than the man.
Yeah, it could even be a picture that's been long lost, picture that you go, well, I, you know, that's really brings back memories. Okay, I'll let you go. I got other callers.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Oops, it's not going away. No, it went away, I think. It went away. So I have another caller. You know what we're doing today. And we're having fun, actually, kind of letting spirit kind of guide me through this whole process and articles and so forth about imagination and creating through your imagination. Now, what I was saying before, and I'll take the call in a minute. I know you've been holding a little bit, is that when I take you forward or you go forward into your future, it locks in as a reality. It's not just imagination. It becomes a reality that you can then focus on of bringing forth into your life. It becomes real in the sense of I see this, I can go there. Because the people I've worked with in the past, and we did it, I took them forward, but also I've done it with people where I see their future. It sets a tone. It's something that they want to reach, something that they want to go towards. So they set their intention on it. Of reaching that, you know, they create a vision board around it, whatever it is. And if it's positive, of course, negatives are going, I don't want that negative stuff, but you can change the negative stuff. If you see something in your future you don't want, you can rewrite it. Sometimes I take people in their own journey to a place where they're a director of a play or a movie and they can rewrite the script. Okay, so let me take a call. That was fun. Yeah. Rewrite your script. You want to rewrite your script in life? That would be cool. Why not? You don't have to have. I lost my place here. Oh, I'm doing things that I shouldn't be doing. Where are you? Oh, here you are. Here you are. My throat. You know, I told you my sinuses are a little wacky today. We have a shift of weather, and every time the weather shifts, it shifts me too. Okay, let me try taking a call. Hello.
Hello. Hi, George. My name is Carol.
Hi, Carol. How are you today?
Oh,
as I mentioned, I'm okay. I'm just, having fun. Isn't the goal of life to feel good at whatever possible is try to feel good. Whatever's going on in your life, feel good. So what's going on with Carol? You know how I function, though, right? Where is the area of your concern and what are you interested in knowing about?
I'm looking into, relocation.
Okay. Where do you live now?
I'm in Florida right now.
Where do you want to go?
Either the Carolinas possibly or Waco, Texas.
Well, that's a big difference.
Oh,
my goodness. That's a big difference.
I've been traveling, so I've been checking out places. So.
Well, that's a huge difference.
Or New Mexico. Yeah.
That's a huge. the Carolinas, you're going from like Appalachia to the desert, practically high desert. Goes not so bad, I guess. It's not quite as like the high desert. Okay, so what you want to know is where you're going to go. Basically, what you're saying is what I can see for your future. When are you planning on doing this? You don't
in
know
the
yet.
Next couple of weeks. Yeah, I'm hoping.
That's,
you know,
that's really quick.
Well, but before January, before
okay.
the winter sets in.
Ah, there's not winter in December. Okay, there is, but that's all right. Let me see what I get. Let me see the energy I get. Let me try to see if they show me
okay.
where you'll be. If I get an image or a picture or words or all that stuff, of where I see you and the kind of place.
I appreciate it.
We'll see what we get. I'm trying to clear it out, all this other energy that might be around me. I'll give you this, and this is the first thing I get. Is the air is very crisp and clean. It's a very clean energy area for you. It's not a heavy energy. It's not a heavy air plate. So that would kind of leave out some of the more dense areas, the coastal areas, okay?
Right.
Because it's a higher sky. Because I keep seeing, you mentioned New Mexico, and I wish you wouldn't have, but it feels more like high plains. It does feel more like high plains. Okay? Because I'm sensing that even though it's cool, it's crisp, it's clear, the air is fresh. Okay? It's drier. Let's put it that way. Okay?
Okay.
And why is that good for you? Because you need a change of environment.
Yes.
The energy where you're at is dragging you down.
Yes.
You need a I'm showing the picture of the reset button. You need to push the reset button, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. Why do they show you that?
Just a lot of different changes.
Let me answer that question for you. Why would they show me that? I know you want to ask questions, but I'm that's what I'm getting. It's because, for one thing, it's less expensive. Okay?
Yes.
It's less expensive. But you can still play. I don't know why that I get that. You can still play. What do you do with your life? What are you doing with your life?
I'm a writer and also a healer and
you can still play. You can still do your thing. You still will be able to play and do your thing. Okay? Especially the writing and the art feels. What kind of art do you do?
Painter, screen printer.
You know, you like landscapes.
I like landscape. I love pattern. My whole background is textiles.
Yeah. So you're going to Well, the reason I'm seeing all this is because of the colors. The hue of the colors will be amazing for you. Where are you going? Okay?
Okay.
There's a lot of oranges and reds in the sky. There's blue, so you're going to get a whole variety of colors. Very intense colors wherever you're going.
Okay.
So if you're checking out a place before you go, make sure you connect with the color of everything around you, because it's really important, and the air. So I'm getting the air and the colors are really important to me, to you, where you're going. Okay?
Thank you.
And the energy for writing is really good, too. It almost feels like it's more isolated, but in a little different way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can live in the Carolinas and be isolated, but the Carolinas feel like you'll be closeted in a little bit. I don't know why.
Okay.
Where instead of open space. That's what I get. So see what happens. If you can visualize
that,
if that's your vision, then I'd hold on to it, because you're going to create it.
Thank
okay.
you. And I photograph sunsets, and I love watching sunsets.
Well,
so
duh. Then
you hit it on the button.
You know, some places you can try to do a sunset, and all you see is trees.
Yeah. Well, thank you, George. Yeah. Have a great day.
Trees are beautiful, but they kind of distort sunsets sometimes. Okay, have a good one. Talk to you.
Thank you.
Bye now. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Sunsets. Okay, so what are we doing? Sunsets. We're talking about imagination today. You know, like in that lady, if you can imagine it, if she can imagine the kind of sunsets that she wants to see, she'll be drawn there. She'll go there because this is the kind of sunsets I want to see. This is, I'm holding this in my imagination. And the sunsets I'm seeing are like off in the distance. There's mountains or whatever ranges. But you get this beautiful sunset from the dust that's rising up from the high plains or wherever it is. And that dust and that wind just causes beautiful sunsets. We get that in California, but it's not the dust, it's the smog. But yeah, similar thing, right? Okay, let me do Dr. Dyer's. And if you know who Dr. Dyer is, he passed a couple of years. It's been 2 years. My goodness, isn't that amazing? Time flies by when you're having fun. So what are we going to do? Okay, this is from Hay House, and they post some of his old writings on subjects. But I thought this was a cool one, so I'll read it to you, and I'll check back and see if you want to talk and get into anything you want to do. And if you want to go forward into your – let me look into your future. That lady's going to have a beautiful time in the high desert or high plains. Yeah, it's going to be gorgeous. The greatest gift that any of us are granted is the gift. This is Dr. Wayne Dyer, and I'm not sure what this is about, where this is taken from. It doesn't say which particular book or articles that he wrote. Ooh, let me see if it says that. Nope, just maybe something he wrote for Hay House a while back. Okay, oops, go back to the top again, top of the article. Okay. The greatest gift that any of us are granted is the gift of imagination. Every single thing that now exists was once imagined. And the corollary of this assertion is that everything that ever existed is going to exist in the future must be imagined. In my role as a father and teacher, I felt it was incumbent upon me to help my children understand and apply the phenomenal implications of this basic notion. If you want to establish anything, I would tell them, you must first be able to expect it of yourself. If you can imagine it, you can create it. Isn't that a great quote? If you can imagine it, you can create it. It's within our imagination. If we can imagine something like my Mini Cooper, right? Or whatever, what else you're trying to imagine, right, in your life, you can create it, or the universe will work with you in creating it. That's part of the co-creation process. You come up with the images. Now, this is me, not Dr. Dyer. I'll get into him, back to him in a moment. In co-creating, you're putting it out to the universe with your imagination. This is what you want to create, and the universe starts to materialize it and make it real into your world. Okay, what I've noticed, what I've noticed in my life is that most people do not have an even inkling of the power that exists within them if they learn to apply the extraordinary capacity of their own minds. Whenever my children and I would be driving and looking for a parking place, they frequently heard me say, "I have a spot to park. Be on the lookout for it." They never once heard me say, "With my luck, I'll never find a place to park." So you see the contrast, what he's talking about? When he started to go into a parking lot, he would visualize it. Remember in The Secret, they call car park. I would call car park, whoever the individual was. I don't remember the name. But call car park, or I visualize a place to park. As you're entering into a parking lot, it's really crowded. During the holiday season, it's really a challenge. But it would never be negative about it. "Oh, I'll never find a parking spot." Yeah, like that. That's like, well, doom yourself by saying, "I'll never find it. Oh, well, I'll just drive around all day looking for a parking spot and never find one." No. From being able to produce a parking place to creating one-on-one meeting with Oprah Winfrey to manifesting a perfect relationship, it all boils down to how one uses the divine gift of their imagination. So I'm sure he's saying that he imagined himself sitting with Oprah on her show talking to her, or imagined there was a relationship. I think he was married twice, if I remember correctly. Well, we won't get into those details. There simply are no limits. I told my children repeatedly, insistently, that when they place something into their imaginations and hold it onto it as an inner vision, as they were affixed with superglow, that is how they align with their source of being, God, universe. It is the way of being a co-creator with God, who is responsible for all of creation. It's like you give God the image. You give God the it's like you take a picture in your head of what you want, and you hold on to that picture, and then you give the picture to God and say, okay, this is what I want. I'm going to show you the picture of what I want. This is the image I've been holding on to. Here's the image. Okay, now make it happen. It's like giving an artist a photograph and saying, can you paint this for me? Can you create this in a big canvas? And they can do it. God can do it, right? Let me check back with you guys, see if anybody wants to talk to me. But this is great stuff. Think about that for a moment. Think about that. That if you had an image in your head, a picture in your head, that's why people say vision boards work, is because you hold on to the image in your head, and then you give it to the universe, give it to source, and then they give it back to you in reality. Okay, I think I have a caller. So I have a few minutes left. Oh, I do have quite a few minutes. So we'll get back to Dr. Dyer in his article, and I got some more things about manifesting in other articles. Okay, so before I get back to – where was I? I got too many windows open here. Ooh. Okay, so we got into the whole – you being a co-creator. We'll read the rest of this in a few minutes. Let me take a call or two and get back to that. So this is about imagination. So when you're asking somebody, a psychic, whoever, what you're doing is asking them to look into your future and see that image that now you need to attach yourself to, because then you put it out to the universe to co-create it. Does that make sense? It's kind of an interesting concept, isn't it? Okay, call time. 111. 111. Picket Fence. Hello, Mr. Picket Fence or Miss Picket Fence.
Hello, my name is Sharon. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. My question to you is, I know it's a future question. Oh my goodness, you're going to be like, no. What message did you?
No,
have
you know what I.
With?
But before you
go on.
Okay, what's the general area
career.
Of your life?
Career.
So you want to make a change in career?
Oh yeah, I just got home from. I've been working on this. Do you see? I'm interviewing.
Okay.
Do you see this happening?
Okay.
Thank
now,
you.
What are you doing now?
I'm in
Nothing.
Banking, investment.
Banking.
Oh no, yeah, real, no. God no, I hope not. And I'm
no,
trying
and,
to move.
And, you want to move into something else? What do you want to move into?
I have more like healthcare, colleges. I've been interviewing, or in a different type of position in the financial industry. Do you see?
Okay,
I've been interviewing.
Okay, that's enough information. Let me see what I get.
Okay.
Let me look and see what they show me as a picture or an image or words that relate to where you're going to be in a few weeks. I think you want to do this fairly quickly. You want to do this now.
Well, I know.
Right?
I just got a turn down. I was the final three people, and they hired somebody else. I keep getting rejected. It's not my age. I know, but go on.
Okay, so let's see what we
get
for you.
I always make the finals, but I never make the one.
Ah, wow. Yeah, you get to the final four, and you get a runner-up,
yes.
Huh?
Yes. That's it.
Well,
yeah,
but that's good. But that's just good practice.
That's a
There's
good
just some,
yes.
It's something that you can overcome. You know, you almost have to look at it. Well, that just wasn't the one, but I'm close. That wasn't the one, but I'm close.
I say that every – I do, honest to God. Wasn't
okay.
meant for me.
Let me see what we get here. What are you going to be doing in a couple months from now? Let me see. I'm not saying it's going to take that long, but I want to go out far enough to see what it looks like. Okay. Well, they throw me some images that just don't matter. You're not doing that. You're not doing that. No, you're not going there. I mean, stop showing me this crazy stuff. It definitely feels like helping people. Okay, it definitely feels like helping people. Helping people process through something. It's kind of like you're helping people process through something. You said you want to be in the medical community?
I do administrative work for offices. I like doing the administrative work. But I'm trying to get in a different environment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's still about processing people. It's still helping people.
It is,
right?
Yeah,
it is about helping.
My job is
always
like that.
I still see you helping and meeting with people and showing them a way to do something. Okay, not like a teacher, but it's more about them meeting with you and you're guiding them through the system. Okay?
Okay.
You're giving them information that makes their life easier. Does that make sense? That's what you want to do.
It does.
You want to make life
an
easier. Yeah, but you know what? I still get, and this is weird, and I know you're saying this is not what you want to do, but I get you dressed in white. White, not like a business suit, but white.
I know what you're
talking
about. Okay.
I see a white outfit. Like you would actually be working for a company or something where you'd have to wear white. That's weird. I don't know. It's not necessarily a hospital, though. It's weird. But I see you helping people and process.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you see me getting an offer soon? Do you see me getting an offer soon?
So when,
oh, you
when
don't
is
know
this
the end of... Go on.
Well, I see you doing this in starting in October, which is now. This is this month.
Mm-hmm.
You're I see Halloween candy around you. Okay, when you're doing this.
I do have a phone interview tomorrow. My first interview.
Good for you.
That it'll take. I know.
Good,
you know. You get
good,
the first interview, then it's the end. I know.
Good for
Go
you.
On.
You're going to be on your best behavior, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
But you're very social in a lot of ways, aren't you?
Yeah. I am. It takes me a lot to trust somebody, but yes, I'm a social person.
Well,
but
in this environment, that's not that important to trusting somebody because you're just trying to communicate ideas to people. Okay, it's not about
trust.
Good
point. I know.
It's not about trust because you're just trying to communicate and they have to trust you. You don't have to trust them.
It's a good point. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Because you can be a person that they can trust because you're going to give them factual information and information that benefits them, and it's tailored towards them, okay?
Okay.
And it's not about just doing something for the benefit necessarily for the company, which is important, but it's also for the benefit of whoever you're talking to.
Okay. Wow, that's interesting.
You can't help everybody, but you can help most.
Good point. I know.
No, whatever you're doing, and it feels like you have a large enough grab bag of things to offer people that it suits most people's situations. Okay?
Okay.
So, this is good for you. That'll be good. You're not, you know, it's like people who work for certain things, you only have this one thing to offer, and if that doesn't, you can't fit them in the box, and, you know, you try to squeeze them in the box, but you got a lot of different boxes to offer, okay?
So you see it, I'll get an offer. So you said, I know you saw
Halloween. I see Halloween candy around you when you're doing this, okay? So it's not a year from now. It's not a year from now. You couldn't survive if it was a year from now.
I know. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so it's good. It's good. It's just, I don't know why I see you in white. That's so weird. I don't know. We'll see what happens. You have to call me back and tell me why I see white around all the time for this.
But I do love wearing white and cream, but I know what you're saying. It could be,
it could be a white business suit, okay? It could be
a white
skirt and top, but I see a lot of
Thank
white.
You.
Okay, take care. Bye now.
Thanks. Bye.
That was interesting. A grab bag of goodies. She has a grab bag of goodies. Oh, I got another caller. Let me do that, and then we'll see if I have time for the rest of Dr. Dyer's quote, an imagination. Again, now, if I make an image and give you an image and what I see, and if you go, hey, that's what I want, hold on to the image. Hold on to it. Use it. You know, make a vision board around it. In her case, it's – Yeah, she doesn't need. She doesn't have to hold on to the image now, because it's so close. It's not like weeks away and months away. Halloween's not that far away, is it? Woo! Halloween. How fun is that? Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, this is Zay from Maryland. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I only have a couple minutes, so let's get to what's going on. What's the general area of your life that you're mostly concerned about? That why you would even call in?
Yeah, relationships. I just started dating someone who went out of the country for two weeks, and she's with an ex actually out of country. So I'm just like, do you see a future with us? Or?
Okay, well, I'm going to do it this way. This is how I do it. It's a little different. It's not you or her or whatever. It's what I see you with, okay? If I see you with somebody in a short period of time. You said they'll be out of the country, so we're looking at November here, okay? This is where I get November. It's in November. So do I see you? Wow. Yeah. It's pretty hot and heavy. Dear, I'm going to keep this rated G as much as I possibly can here, but it's pretty intense. It's pretty intense. You must have fallen pretty hard, right?
Oh yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you did. It's very mutual. Okay. The flames are really high. I don't get a picture. I don't get an exact image of either of you, which is kind of weird. Sometimes I do. But all I get is this really hot, warm relation. But I also get two people who can sit and look at like photographs and pictures and things and create and imagine a future for themselves together. So it's really somebody you're going to be with. I'm saying November, and hopefully it's this person, but you don't have anybody else right now anyway. But I'm seeing these two people just creating and imagining how they would want to be together and how they want to recreate their lives together. When you look at magazines, you go, oh, let's do this and let's do that. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Follow me. It's really that bonding of partnership I see for you. It's not a fling.
Cool.
It's not an affair. It's not a short term. It's two people who bond together sexually and also with the intent of being partners.
Okay.
That's what I see.
Cool.
That's what I see. You're more dominant of the two, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I get the image. Okay, we won't go there, but that's the image I get. Okay, you're the dominant of the two, but you do listen. You do listen, and you're willing to compromise, aren't you? Yes, you are. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. It's going to be a good relationship for you. Absolutely. Just hold on to that. Hold on to that feeling because it's a good feeling. You know that. You feel it. Your soul feels it already.
Yeah.
And you want something that lasts anyway, develops over time. You don't want short term. So it's good. November. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
If I was to give her a warning, I know if she's still listening, I'm hearing something about Thanksgiving. I'm seeing this image, and I'm seeing some kind of family thing, but I think that the family thing is a little difficult, a little strained, not between them, but the external people, you know, the family people. I would be really careful with the family people because the family people can get, like, try to muck into the whole thing. So that would be the warning. Don't let them muck into it because that's what it feels like. Okay. Don't let them muck it up. Yes. Okay, we've had fun. Oh, I'll be back. Tomorrow's Wednesday. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll do this again. We'll talk about whatever. We talked about imagination. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to talk about tomorrow. It'll be a theme, and then we'll do basically the same thing. We'll look into your future. So, but if you want a more extended version of this whole thing, you can reach me through the messenger. Or if you want to go there yourself, and maybe take you on this journey, which is always fun, contact me. And you can see yourself in those scenes, and you can create it for yourself and rewrite it to some degree. So have a beautiful evening. I love you guys. I really appreciate you calling in and listening, and we'll talk soon. Bye now.